Okay, so we've been discussing, we started discussing last week the mitzvah Shnayim Bikavecha Targum, which is a, which renewed itself again just a couple of weeks ago in the Parshas Bereishis. So last week we spoke primarily about, or largely about, what one needs to learn in order to fulfill the mitzvah, what constitutes Targum, and the idea of trying to learn it in a way that it's more than just a exercise in reading, but one more in learning. And something to endeavor to fulfill as much as you possibly can. So I wanted to talk about, and we also spoke about the order in terms of doing the mikra before the targum, or possibly targum in between, mikra, targum, mikra. We spoke about that. What I wanted to talk about now, specifically, is the timing in the week, meaning when's the start time, when's the end time. The Torah says you have to do it, you have to lay it im hatzibur, in order to fulfill this mitzvah, or at least that's the way it's supposed to be done, to be to lein im hatzibur. So what's called im hatzibur? What does it mean, im hatzibur? So let's first talk about the end time. How late could you do any given parsha and still be considered im hatzibur? What's lechatchila and what might be b'di'evit? On top of the lechatchila, there's actually a level beyond lechatchila in this case. It's a level called mitzvah min hamivchar. Mitzvah min hamivchar is to lay the parsha, to make sure you finish the parsha before you sit down to eat your Shabbos Suda. Even if that's, let's say, 11 o'clock in the morning or earlier. So you already heard Kriyas HaTorah, you're a Daven Shachris, presumably Shachris and Musaf with Kriyas HaTorah, and now you're sitting down to eat your Suda. So it's the mitzvah min hamuvchar. The best thing is to, this is something Rebbe, in the Gemara, Rebbe encouraged his children to finish the parasha before. Now, the reason seems to be simply because once a person gets involved in eating on Shabbos, eating up the major Suda of the day, it's possible that he, if he hasn't finished this, hasn't fulfilled this mitzvah, haven't completed the mitzvah, he may not get to it. Because mitoch the eating, and maybe there's some drinking being done even, it might tire the person out, and he may end up, he may just never get to it. So it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to do it, but before then. But it seems to be the ikar is before, meaning before the suda. It doesn't mean you can't make kiddush before, or have something light, but the idea is before the suda. That's the mitzvah min hamuvchar. But the actual chiyuv, or even on the chatchila level of the chiyuv, is to do it before mincha. To do the parsha, finish the parsha, meaning finish parsha's bereishis, before mincha of Shabbos bereishis. And you finish parsha's noach before mincha of Shabbos noach. Now, the question is, what does mincha mean? So mincha, there are at least three possible interpretations of what mincha means. Mincha might mean bisman mincha. But if it does mean Zman Mincha, that could mean Zman Mincha we know itself is there are two Zman Minchas. There's what's called Mincha Gedola and there's Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours in the day, half an hour after Chatzos. A half an hour after Chatzos, you're already allowed to start, you're allowed to daven Mincha. Or be earlier than that, you can't, but a half an hour after Chatzos, you could daven Mincha. But then there's what's called Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is, certainly in certain Makaris, it says Mincha Ketana is the preferable time to daven Mincha. The better time to daven Mincha is not so early in the day, 6.5 hours, but Mincha Ketana is 3 hours later, nine and a half hours in the day. And when we talk about 6.5 hours, 9.5 hours, we're talking about Shazmanios, right? We're talking about dividing the day into 12 parts, 12 equal parts, dividing the day either, according to some shitas, from sunrise to sunset into 12 equal parts, and then 6.5 hours is each hour, each part is what we call an hour, shazmanis, so 6.5 hours, 9.5 hours based on that. Well, the other mahalach is to divide the day from alos, from dawn, till tseisa kochavim, which adds time onto each end, which adds, according to some, 72 minutes onto each end. All these things are shilas, they're exactly, but let's just speak in rough terms. That would be, and then shazmanis would be 1/12, each shazmanis would be 1/12 of that, which makes them, of course, longer. But in any case, so zman mincha the preferable zman mincha is not is 9.5 hours in the day. So when we say that you say that you have to, or that lechatchila one should finish the parasha before mincha, let me just read the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Reish Behesiv Dalet Mitzvah Min Amuvchar Shiyash Lamosa Kodem Sheyochal B'Shabbes Vim Lo Hishlam Kodem Achila. If you didn't do the Mitzvah Min Amuvchar Yashlam Achar Achila Ad HaMincha. That's the next sheet, and then he goes on with other sheet. So Ad HaMincha. So again, so Mincha maybe Zman Mincha, which, and if it is, it may be Mincha Gdol, it may be Mincha Ktana. Or third possibility, it means when you daven Mincha. Ad HaMincha maybe means, maybe it even means Ad HaMincha till mincha, till you daven mincha. Because what's the idea of mincha? Like the Mishnah Berurah says, "Demi mincha lemaala maschilam hatzibur likros parsha shavu abba." So the lesson here, maschilam hatzibur, doesn't sound so much like it has to do with you. It sounds more like it's a set time as my mincha. Now, and even it might sound like, well, mincha gedola, because that's when theoretically there are definitely many tzibors that daven mincha gedola, right? Plenty of minyanim you could find at mincha gedola who were beginning already. But it's not clear. It's not mefurish, because you could say, well, that's not the ikar zman. Yes, some daven then, and those who daven then, of course, are laning then as well. But it's not the ikar zman, so I don't have to necessarily, be mashlim by then. Perhaps it means when the ikar zman mincha. Or like I said, maybe it doesn't even mean that. Maybe it means if I wasn't part of a tzibah that daven, I didn't daven mincha yet, so I wasn't. I didn't have shaychus to the next parsha yet. So. It's not a first in the Mishnah Berurah, although I did see there's a sefer called Birur Halacha. The Birur Halacha was written by Rabbi Yechiel Avram Zilber, who is a son of the of Rabbi Binyamin Zilber. Rabbi Binyamin Zilber was a well known posik in Eretz Yisrael. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, almost 50 years ago in Shiva, he was living then. He's gone, maybe, I don't know, he's probably gone 20 years now, but whatever it is. He has many svarim, many tshuvas and other things, and his son has a sefer, Birur Halacha, a set of svarim. Birur Halacha, he goes in very thoroughly. In other words, it's the type of sefer that he follows, there's plenty of room here, he follows the order of the Shulchan Aruch, and just don't give my head away in the hefker. He follows the order of the Shulchan Aruch, and he goes very thoroughly into, he doesn't go through everything, it's like, what do you call it, hit or miss. But he goes very thoroughly into whatever he discusses, and he brings many Rishonim on a topic, many of the Rishonim that you won't find just by looking in some other more conventional sources. He looks for the Rishonim that are more difficult to find. And so he has a big arichas on this mitzvah of Shnei Mikra V'Targum. So he wants to make a point that the Mishnah Berurah does not hold Mincha Gedola. Although I said, the Lashon Man, he wants to say, the Mishnah Berurah can't mean Mincha Gedola. Why not? Well, what's the Raya? I think his Raya is because, like we said, it says here that the best thing, Mishmin Amuvchar, is to do it before the Suda, right? That's the Mitzvah Amuvchar. Yet the Mishnah Berurah says that, but Avada, you shouldn't, if it's getting close to Chatzos, you definitely shouldn't delay your Suda just because you didn't finish. He says here, when we come up on Pashut, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan test, we call up on Pashut, it's clear, it's obvious to anyone would understand, De'ein la'akev machmazeh ha'chila ad achar chatzos. Don't push off eating till after chatzos because of this. De'zeh rak mitzvah ba'alma, because finishing before the eating is just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's ulechatchila appear. Okay, so don't push off till after chatzos. Now, so he said, look, don't push off till after chatzos. Well, because that's only a mitzvah min amufchar. It's not the ikar chiyuv. But if the ikar chiyuv is mincha gedola, then it's only like a half hour later, right? It's just about chatzos. It's almost chatzos. So you say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish. Well, I got to put the sefer down. Got to eat the suda. I mean, you probably, unless you're like really quick, you're not finishing the suda within a half hour and time then to do the parsha, right? I mean, stomach, you're starting the suda, it's going to take you some time. So if the mitzvah, not just the mitzvah minufchar, but the ikar, the chiyuv lechatchila is to do it by zman mincha, then you if it's almost chatzos and you haven't finished yet, you're probably, and you're going to start the suda, you're most likely not going to finish by the time that you're really obligated to finish lechatchila.
Can you do it during the meal?
You could, but I mean, if the Mishnah Berurah meant that, he would probably want milk. He says, push it. You shouldn't delay past chatzos, but he should say, avol yizaher. Be careful when you start the meal. Just wash, eat your challah, and then get back to your mitzvah. He doesn't say that. I think he would have to warn us that, you know, don't start with the zmiris and the sushi platter.
But therefore, it's
medayik. Or maybe the other possibility of not mincha altogether. Maybe it's when you daven, but not mincha. You might just say it's mash. It's not mash. This is mincha. That's his point.
But if these are the different gedarim for finishing the parsha of that week, so the mites, if someone finished it already, erev Shabbos. So can they start the new parsha then before lunch, by lunch, mincha katana?
Okay, so
they have to wait till mincha by kriyas haTorah to say, oh, now they're reading parsha.
Okay. The very good question, but if you don't mind, let's just push it off for a second because we can discuss that. When could you start the next one? Are they Tali Zebes there? Are they not? Okay, so like I said, it's not mafurish which way here. I was malakid a little bit from different gedolim what I could find, what they say. And so last night, it's definitely not an exhaustive search of all the sources. There are ways to do exhaustive searches. Now, it's not my style. I don't do that so much. Akach, it says like Yaakov Vina, Vaikach Men Abba V'Yado. I know, I try to look around in the various farmers that come out, especially now we have, when I learned this stuff, when I learned this sugya, this Indian, Rav Shmuel Kamesky Sefer was not out. So now that I'm going through a little bit more notes, so I talk to use it, and I try to be mashlim. I'd like to see, you know, he's a lot of good, you know, besides his psakim are valuable, but he also, the Rabbi Kleinman did a very good job of researching, and I like going through it. So anyway, because, so I just made a summary of a few opinions that I had. So we'll start with according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as it's quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, based on Kisvei Talmidim, but according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, according to the testimony of Rav Tappan, Rav Yisrael Tappan is one of the big Bali Halacha, you know, big Lomdim in Bali Halacha in Lakewood, and he asked to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, according to those two Gedolim, you don't have to finish till you yourself daven mincha. When you yourself daven mincha, that's it. By then you should, but if you didn't daven mincha yet, even if it's my mincha katana, meaning you daven here at the kol 40 minutes before shkia, so you're fine. You're good. You could do it in the afternoon still. You could do Parshas Brachos, even though it's already late into the afternoon of Brachos, and many people have daven mincha, but you haven't daven mincha. So according to this quote from Shlomo Zalman and Chaim Kanievsky, you have till you daven mincha. Now, if the Ksos HaShulchan, it's also mashma that way. Just the Ksos HaShulchan says though that if there's only one shul in town, there's only one minyan in town, and then you have to finish by then you are, or at least you may be. Drawn after them. There's only one shul in town. And even if you didn't daven, that means you're going to end up davening b'chidus that week, and you're probably not even going to hear of Kriyas HaTorah. But if there's one shul in town, you have to finish by them. And then he's in a shul. It could be even if there's not one. If there's more than one shul in town, but you have a kriyas, you always daven in a particular shul, and the punk this week you didn't, could be your nigra after them. So you find the same concept by starting Shabbos, right? If you live in a town where there's only one shul and they start Shabbos early. They bring in Shabbos early, so what it says in Halacha is that you have to start Shabbos, even though it's before the Zman, but it's the only shul in town, so you have to start Shabbos. So there are those that say that Bizman is there, it doesn't necessarily true. Bizman is there, meaning if there's the only shul in town that's starting early, but they only do it in the summer because they want to, you know, they don't want, because it gets too late. They don't do it als kavod Shabbos that, you know, they always start right after Plaga Mincha. That's one thing. If they're doing it als Kedusha Shabbos a whole year, okay, then it's a minig hamakom. But if they're only doing it because that's what people want during the summer, but during the winter they wouldn't do that, or when it's not convenient they wouldn't do it, then maybe not. But Al Kapan, I'm just bringing that's where we find that concept. So the Ksos HaShulchan says, this also, it could be that you are Nigrar, you are drawn after the shul that you usually daven at. This is something. But Al Kapanim, it sounds like if the shul that, you know, as long as at least the shul that you didn't daven yet, meaning I'm davening at my regular shul and I didn't daven yet, so I'm good. I could till then. Okay, so that's one opinion. According to Rabbi Yashiv, as it's quoted in the Sefer called Bikuri Chayim, quoting a different machabah, the Shalma Yehuda, so according to Rav Chaim Pichas Scheinberg, as quoted by this Rav Taplin from Lakewood, according to these two gedolim, you have to finish by Mincha Gedola. That's the biggest chumrah. By Mincha Gedola, if Mincha Gedola is a chase 12:30 or 1:30, over here it's not never 12:30, I think, but whatever, 1:30, then you have to finish by then. And according to what's brought in the Kavitz Lev from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he also says Zman Mincha, but he says Yitachin, that means Mincha Ketana, because that's the Iker Zman Mincha. You really, the more Zman Mufcher for Mincha is to wait to Mincha Ketana. Okay, Al-Kabanim, it's not before, so yeah, Vada, it would be, it seems, if, you know, one could be, could comply with the Mohammed Kashir, would be good. But let's just mention that this is all for the Lechatchila. If you miss Zman Mincha, let's say you missed it like everyone, it's after you daven, and the shul daven, everybody daven, it's, you know, yeah, and you haven't finished, you're, it's not like you're over, and then just go on to Noach and forget about Bereshis. The next opinion says, V'yeshomim ad Revi b'Shabbos. Next opinion, Shulchan Aruch, says that you have till Wednesday, meaning through Tuesday. Because we know the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are connected to the previous Shabbos. The Shabbos that passed, that's why you can make Havdalah, but if you didn't make Havdalah, you can still make Havdalah through Tuesday. So the 3 days first 3 days in the week have a shaychus to the past Shabbos. So, excuse me, through Tuesday you can still do it. If you didn't, it's not lechatchila. It's not the choicest way to do it. But if you it's still better than doing it later. And but I want to add there's another step before it. It doesn't say this in Shulchan Aruch, but I saw a number of the sfarim say, even if he missed his man mincha, right? But it's still Shabbos. It's still better to do it on Shabbos. Right? Let's say you davened already. It's at Mincha Gedola, let's say, is 5 o'clock. And you davened, and then it's Mincha. And now, but there's Shia, is not till 7 o'clock. It's still Kedai to do it on Shabbos if you can. Don't just say, well, once I miss that, I might as well wait. Tuesday morning is just as good. No, it's not just as good. It's really still, even though it's not before Shia, but they write, there's Mestaba that it's still pays to do it on Shabbos. And I saw someone says, even Motzai Shabbos, it makes sense to do it rather than pushing it off more. And I don't just mean because, you know, because once you push it off, you know, it's going to be one of those things that you end up not doing. Not because of that. Inherently, there's inherent maila to doing it still on Shabbos and maybe even Motzai Shabbos overdoing it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Is it permissible to learn on
nighttime? Oh, very good question. No, to learn, yes, you mean to learn Mikra. You mean to learn Tarshav El Pet. Tarshav Iksav, you want to know. Okay, so we'll try to get to that also. Okay?
I guess it is.
We'll try to get that also. What time is it actually? 9:33. Okay, we have some little time. Okay, so we have to get that and then we get to that decision.
Who are the Yeshomim that each time is another Yeshom, it's another Amorim?
Yeah, well, no, not Amorim, no. The first day is cited here, Kolbo B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz. The same Yeshomim that till Revi'i is Hagos Maimini, Perikid Gimel Mehilchus Talmud Torah B'Shem Haram. That's even the Rishonim, yeah. Rishonim, not
and are they getting it all from similar sources? Like, is there a main Gemara? I'm sorry, I missed last week.
There's not too much Arichas in the Gemara.
I think saying it from a Surah.
Probably as far as what's called Imat Sibra. Like, maybe they have riots from different places. They're really all teaching up what's called Imat Sibra, based on, I think, pretty much Svara.
Interesting how Gimel Yom is
Imatibur
and these things
in Imatibur. No, because the Tzibur lay this Shabbos and it's still Shabbos.
Right,
it's still Shabbos. Right, till Tuesday night, it's in a sense not still Shabbos.
Everyone's basically saying, no one's going to say, even the penny says it's Gimel Yom, is not going to say that's the
Chachilah. I don't believe it's right. All right. I think that's correct what you're saying. Okay, and then there's the other opinion, the last opinion. Here it says, Hagos B'Shem Rabbein Simcha, that you have till Simchas Torah. Till Simchas Torah. I mean, you have the whole year, basically. As long as you, within the year that they're doing this cycle of the Torah, you have that getting done within this year. After that, you're out. But, okay, anyway, so, fine. So Avada, you know, a person definitely should try to do it by Mincha. So even to decide for yourself what Mincha means or what does it mean, Zman Mincha? Okay, now the question is, when can you start the next parasha? And is it Toli Zeh B'Zeh? So it seems that it's not necessarily Toli Zeh B'Zeh. Here the Mishnah Berurah does say very specifically when you can begin. Here, one second. Where's the lesson? A second. Where's the lesson? Oh, Siv Gimel. Miyom Rishon ve'Elach, starting on Yom Rishon Sunday. Choshev Matzibur. Even though there's an opinion that you could still be doing last week's parasha, but Miyom Rishon ve'Elach Choshev Matzibur. Dalid, that's the basic. Miyom Rishon ve'Elach is Choshev Matzibur, and on that, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion. Here we go. Let's just see where it's going on. What are the words in the Mishnah Berurah itself? Since we began already on Shabbos by Mincha, Shabbos Bereishis, we began Noach, right? On Shabbos Noach, we began Lech Lecha. So it's already in Matzibur. So says the Mishnah Berurah, aha, so if it's because of that, so why do you have to wait for Sunday? So he says in the bottom, in the Shaar HaTzion, from many Rishonim, Ubevadai Ledaitam, according to all these Rishonim who say that he's quoting, Yotzei min mincha ulamala. Not just Sunday. You really Yotzei. The idea of starting on Sunday is because we've already begun laying the parasha. By Sunday, we've already begun laying the next parasha. But so we began on Shabbos mincha. Oh, you're right. Began Shabbos mincha. So then it should be okay. V'chein hu behedju betosus. V'chein kaza b'darkei Moshe. That you could start at mincha on Shabbos. Now the das kolbo shu b'darkei Moshe that you can't. You have to wait for Sunday. Yechidahi. It's a das yachid, and it's not the halacha. That's mishra, very clear, right? Very clear that you can start mincha. Now, again, he doesn't say what mincha means, but
mincha. Have you heard the Kriya Sator yourself?
Okay, so again, he doesn't say. Now, is that totally on the first shilah? Maybe if you hold like this, like we've shown him, that's mincha. So maybe it could be, but it's clearly not. Not everyone links them. That's for sure. The kolbo for sure doesn't link them, right? Because the kolbo agrees that you have to finish brachos by mincha on Shabbos Bereishis, but yet you can't start Noach till Sunday. So he definitely holds that there's downtime. There's a period when you can't do not last week's parasha, not next week's parasha, or this week's parasha, whatever you want to call it. He definitely holds that way. So it's not muchach that it's Tali Zebizeh, even if you all do the Mishnah Berurah, but I guess it's maybe it does stand to reason that if we're considering already it's Imat Sibur for Noach, so it's logical that it's not Imat Sibur for Bereishis anymore. I think it's logical to say that. So whatever shita you pick, or you go with until when you could finish, that would determine when you could start the next parasha. A kapana of the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly you could start at mincha. Now he does say, I don't want to mislead you or cover this over. He does say that kasu kamachronim dimina mufcher hula kros of erev Shabbos. The best thing really is to wait to do it on Friday. Not even Sunday or Monday. You do it on Friday. But it doesn't mean that it's less than lechatchila if you don't do that. Sefer Mat Yehuda Kasa Avdim Hu Kari Mitchilas Hashavu V'Halu Hu Gam Kim B'Chal Mitzvah Mufcher Kavash Kasa Beis Yosef, etc. And the Gra would do that, etc. Okay. In any case, so you could start according to Mishnah Berurah. You could start already on Sunday. Now I saw an interesting thing. I saw last night when I was looking through the Kovitz Halachas. I saw the following. He has a discussion. You see, in that sefer Birur Halacha I quoted before, he wants to say, he tries to make a case that you really shouldn't start on Shabbos. You shouldn't start on Sunday. And he says, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that Mefurish not like that, but the Mishnah Berurah only quotes. He says the only one that disagrees is the Kolbo, is the Das Yachid. So he shows Kedarko that no, there's this Rishon, this Rishon, this Rishon. He shows a lot of other Rishonim that hold like the Kolbo, and he says the Mishnah Berurah was only Machria Lekula against the Kolbo, but he wasn't Machria. If he would have known that there's all these other Rishonim, maybe went there. So that's what he says. But I don't think we learn a Mishnah Berurah that way. If the these are the Rishonim that Ibshta gave the Chavetz Chaim, and he says, very emphatic or very what's the word?
Unequivocally?
Yeah, something like that. He's a bit clearly, just put it that way. In no uncertain terms that you could start on Shabbos by Mincha, I think we have a right to do that. But what I did see, so Rav Shmuel makes a point of this also, that it's okay, and he writes that he brings from a Radvaz, Shalos HaTshuvos or Radvaz. I'm just listening to a shiur today on the Torah Anytime, and maybe this is Pashtavi, but that the Radvaz was the Iker Rebbe of the Arizal. Right? Was the Radvaz. So what does that mean? Sometimes the name Arizal maybe means more to people than the Radvaz. But anyway, the Radvaz says in a tshuva, Al Divri HaKolbo, addressing this Kolbo, Zelashonu, the Eini Roel is a Tam. I don't hold of what this Kolbo said, that you can't start till Sunday. Why shouldn't that be this man? The ilav de mistapina, amina. If I wasn't afraid, says the Ravaz, you know what I would say? The hachi adif. It's better to do that. Lahaschel osa achar hamincha. Kadesh lo ye makon lemakatreg. So the son shouldn't be able to make it. Ah, they finished Bereishis. That's it. They're not going anywhere. He's not even going to do Noach. I bet you, Hashem, I bet you this guy is not going to do Noach. He's happy. He just got through Bereishis and he's done. I bet. So you start on Shabbos right away. You start Noach right away. So the Makatri can't speak. Kederech she'amr shikor in Bereishis b'yom simchas Torah. Right? Samach l'siyam b'Torah. Everybody knows that, right? Why are we laying Bereishis for simchas Torah? We're going to lay it on Shabbos. We're going to lay the whole parasha. It's not Monday and Thursday. It's not Shabbos mincha. What are we doing? Teretz is. We don't want to give him a chance. You finish one thing, you start right away. You finish one mesechta, you start right away. That's mesechta. At least begin the Mishnah, begin. So here too, he says, I think it's better to start the parasha on Shabbos, so the Mekatri can't have a pischam peh. Umizeh hatam ani ragil lismoch. This is the Radvaz. Ani ragil lismoch shtei hakrios vafilu bebracha eini mafsik. Show you meant. I didn't make a bracha in between. I don't know what that meant exactly. I didn't even make a bracha in between. I feel a bit bruch. I mean, I just go straight from the last puzzle to the next puzzle. I don't even stop to take a cup of coffee and make a shackle on a cup of coffee. I wasn't sure exactly what he meant. I feel a bit bruch. I had this this wild chat that he means even by Parshas Vezos Abracha. Even there where, and we'll talk about that in a minute, there it's not so posh at all together. Well, Vezos Abracha, when did you finish? Is it Zman Bereishis yet? It's very confusing by the end, the last parasha. So maybe could he pass him? I feel a bit bracha. Any mafsek? I don't know. Probably not. But that's probably not pshat. I don't know exactly what he means. I feel a bit bracha. But he does say the rest is pretty clear what he means. That he says it's a lulei de mistapina. I would say it's a mila. It's a mila to start in Shabbat. That which the kolbo rejects and says you're not even yotze, or it's not even right to do it. I would argue, says the Rav, and say it's the best thing to do. Okay, al kapan the mishtur passage. You could do that now. Now, by the way, just when, before we get to the night question, there's a big shaila. What happens when there's a yontif coming? You know, meaning, let's say there's a Shabbos that they're not going to lay in the parasha. It's going to be chol hamoed, or it's going to be yontif. They're not going to lay in the parasha. They're going to lay in the laning for Pesach, whatever it is. Shabbos Pesach, Shabbos chol hamoed Pesach. So, does that affect anything? Meaning. Okay, let's grant it. Let's go that you don't have to review the parsha of the leaning of the yontif. You'll get to it when they lay Emor, when they lay whatever it is that parsha's bowed. You'll get to it at the right time, lefi the seder. But could I start? Let's say they're laying Shmini after Pesach, right? So often Shmini. So could I start Shmini as soon as they finished Tzav, right? Tzav. They lean Tzav, and then that afternoon they lean Shmini at Milcha, right? But they're not getting to Shmini for at least one Shabbos, sometimes even two Shabbos. They're not getting to Shmini. So can I start Shmini now, or can I not? So some say, you can, because they started the Parsha. So Imatziba doesn't have to be one week. Who says Imatziba has to be 1 week? Sometimes Imat Siba is 2 weeks. There's, Shmini takes up 2 weeks this time. Or 3 weeks even. Sometimes 3 weeks. There's 3 weeks of Shmini. Sometimes you learn Shmini 8 times, right? depending on the days that Yom Tov falls out. So some say that's fine. A number of Acharim. Some say, like, they're Pasha. What's the problem? They start, and it sounds that way, almost like from the Radvaz's Lashon, where he says, I don't understand the Kolbo. Me'achar Shechil Kro, so Lama Lo Tia Azmana. So you could argue that even if they're not going to lay in on Shabbos, so what? And that is one position.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's one position. But and now again going through the halachas again. Now I see more poskim saying that way, but originally there is a tshuva. Well, I'll start with there's a tshuva for a Meir Bransdorfer. It was one of the big poskim in Yerushalayim. You know, recently he was nifta maybe 10 years ago. He has a tshuva in his Sefer Knei Bosim where he says you can't. No, it's you can't do it that way. You have to wait till it can't be a Shabbos in between when they're not leaning the parasha. But I also have in my notes here that a good chaver of mine told me B'shem Rav first. I guess I didn't ask him myself, but B'shem Rav Shmuel first that said that Rav Moshe held that way. That you should not begin the parasha before if there's a Shabbos in between when they're not laning because it's Shabbos Chol Hamoed or Shabbos Yom Tov. You should not begin yet the parasha. And I also had from Rabbi Yashiv said that way, Where did I get that from? From the Sefer Ha'aretz. Sefer Ha'aretz is the Sefer of Rabbi Yashar Shiurim on the Masechtas. He's thinking of the famous Gemara Shir in Yerushalayim, and somebody wrote up a lot of Masechtas, maybe all of them by now, I don't know. Wrote up his the Shiurim. And in Sefer Ha'aretz on Masechtas Brachos Daf Ches, he says there, Rabbi Yashar said not to do it until after Shabbos. Then, okay, so this is what I had. Then the other day, so I was listening to a shiur on Shem Mechavitarkin from Anytime from Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, who I know very well. He's a very big Torah Anytime speaker, for those who follow her. And he's getting a shiur on Shem Mechavitarkin, and he said, Aga, this wasn't his main thrust of shiur, but he mentioned that from Oyasha, that it's okay. It's totally okay. Now, he was talking about Vizos HaBracha. But see, Vizos HaBracha, there is a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah talks about when should you start Vizos HaBracha. There's no Mishnah Berurah Mefurish on the question I said before, you know, if there's a Shabbos Chalamoy. It's no Mefurish Mishnah Berurah. But there is a Mishnah Berurah about Vizos HaBracha. When should you lay Vizos HaBracha? We don't do it on Shabbos altogether, right? We do it some Kostara. So when should you do Shnayim Mikvah Targum? So there are two Mishnah Berurahs. One place he says Hoshana Rabbah is the time to do it. And one place he says Leil Simchas Torah. So saying, oh, Steve, when do you do it? So I saw this year someone who says b'shem of Yashiv that it's not a stira. Really, Avad, you could start Hoshana Rabbah, but he's being mizarz. If you didn't do it yet, make sure you do it Leil Simchas Torah. Don't wait all Simchas Torah and they're laying brachos ready. Make sure you get it done. He said over, but Gladstein said over the same, you know, stira, like, and he said he saw from b'shem of Yashiv that it's okay. It's really okay from Hoshana Rabbah. I forget again. Simchas Torah was just the zeros. I'm sorry. Simchas Torah was just the zeros, and it's okay not just from Hoshana Rabbah. It's okay from whenever they learned Vizos HaBracha. Whatever it could be a week, it could be a Shabbos ago, it could be two Shabbos ago. Whenever they learned Hazinu, and then they went right into Vizos HaBracha at Mincha, you could start then. And even said over that I think somebody saw Rabbi Yashar himself doing whatever. So I picked up the phone and I said, Rabbi Gladstein, where are you getting that from? Because in the Sefer Aris, it says not like that. It says that. It says Rabbi Yashar said you can't do it till after Shabbos, so he went to his computer, and he quoted a different sefer of Shiurei Rabbi Yashar on Maseches Brachos, and where it says that yes, you could do it. That Rabbi Yashar said you could do it. Okay, unfortunately, it's not the first time that we have different accounts of what Rabbi Yashar said. Although this Sefer Aris is the shiurim person basically transcribing his shiurim, but so is that sefer. So he sent me a copy of it. And it looked in the notes underneath the web. The person said that for a long time, Rabbi Yashar was mesubik about this. And he wasn't sure. And in fact, it says when he gave Shir on the Masechta, he said not to do it. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So the Sefer said not to do it. That's accurate. When he gave Shir, this person who's writing this Sefer acknowledged that not to do it. But later, in his later years, he concluded unequivocally. That's a good word, right? Unequivocally, he concluded that you could do it. You could do it. And to say he himself did it, I forget if he himself did it, but he says Maskana was that it's a davar pasha that you can do it. The way they quote him, like he said, like, why not? He says, well, because there's a Shabbos, did they land it by Mincha? Yeah, so you can do it. I mean, almost like what's the Shaila? Though, he, again, under the line, he says he himself had the Shaila for many years, but at the end, he was Mechriya Lekula. Okay, so here, Baruch, I wish every steer we could answer as easily. Originally held one way, and then he was Machra in one way, and that's he again, he acknowledged, and his shir he said not to. But Besofiyam of in the last years, he said you could do it. Okay, so then, so it seems like there are many that say you could do it. I would like, maybe when I have a chance, maybe I'll consult with the first myself, ask him about it. I didn't ask him about it yet. Because he, as I said, I have in my notes that he said that there were much that said not to do it. But I'd like to double check on that, you know, if he heard it from directly or whatever it may be. Okay, anyway, but. And some say, even though if they hold Lachatkila, you can't do it, but you would be, I would say. So it sounds like it's not such a big deal at the end of the day, as long as they start a Mincha. Okay, so then the question was, so I mentioned about Motzei Shabbos, and that raised the red flag. Motzei Shabbos, that's nighttime, right? How could you do, could you do Mikra at night? So so there is a Mishnah Berurah about that, not in Hilchos Shnei Mikvot Targum, but in Hilchos Tefilas Ma'ariv. It's really a Shartzian. Again, the Shartzian, I think it's in...
Right, but we just also quote the Mishnah Berurah about doing Simchas Torah at night for Zos HaBracha.
Yeah, okay, no, but okay, but that's the difference. Even those who say you can't do Torah Shabbos at night, they say Leil Shabbos and Leil Yontif if you can. I didn't say anybody says you can't do it Leil Shabbos and Leil Yontif, for sure you can. So that wouldn't be right. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Shartzian, in Reish Lam and Ches, I think it is, says that, it brings a Ber Heitev, that one should not learn Mikra at night. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Torah Shabbat at night when he's in Shemaim. In fact, he says that's how he knew it was nighttime. when Hashem pulled out, he says, okay, open your Gemara now. When they opened the Gemara, he knew it was nighttime. Apparently he learned, by day he learned Mikra, and at night he learned Tereshel Afeh. So based on that, the Arizal said, based on the Chazal that say that, it's from the Arizal that you shouldn't do Tereshebe Ksav at night. Now, I'm just kidding, one second, I wrote this down. Okay, we'll find, oh, here it is. Okay. It's yeah, Mishar Tzim Reish and Aleph. And there's a, it's quoting a Behetiv. Okay, but he says like this. Let me quote the Lashon of the Chavetz Chaim in the Shar Tzim. He says, he brings the Behetiv that you shouldn't do it. Uprima God mashma the Yachal Likra Mikra Belay. Uprima God mashma, it's okay. Venira da filu la machmirin, even those who are machmir, less baze isura. It's not an isser to do the part to psukim, you know, chumash at night. El shelechatchila yoser tov lilmod mikra b'yom. Lechatchila, it's better to do it by day. Venovei zeh from the Medrash, etc. Okay, it's better. So the Mishnah says very clearly, nobody holds it's osser. It's just a preference. And Prima Gur's Mashri, he's not even sure it's a problem altogether, but at best it's a preference. Okay, now, so that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Now, and like I said, a Friday night, everyone says it's okay. And even Thursday night, some say Thursday night is already, you know, Leil Shishi is already much more Shaykh to Shabbos. And there's a mitzvah, Shtayim Mikra V'Tagum, at least Shtayim Mikra V'Tagum, that's a mitzvah to do on Shishi. We saw some mitzvah Mufra do it on Shishi. So some say you can do that as night as well. So what I discussed this years ago with him first, and he said also to approach it that way, that it's a preference. If you give me Masada, things in such a way that you do Mikra day and not at night, other than say Thursday night and Friday night is no problem, even Thursday night, no problem. But otherwise, if you could Masada better, the other way better, but just a preference. So I saw Rav Shmuel say, but he takes it seriously, because he says, even though the Mishnah Berurah makes it, you know, sounds like it's a lechat chila, it's not such a big deal. He says there are many other Echonim who make much more of a zach of it, you know, thing of it, and therefore he says you shouldn't do mikra at night, and even Thursday night he says ain't kedai, even the Rebbe Yisrael Shmuel Paskin, I'm very surprised, ain't kedai lahakal, even Thursday night you should do it only Friday night or by day, but he says like that, he says what's called mikra, obviously the psukim, and if you're just doing the psukim, and even if you're doing targum, he wants to say it could be, because Targum is also given by Sinai together with the Torah. It's almost like Tufel to the Torah. Ken Zayin, that's also called Mikra. So if you're just doing Pasuk and Nukles, you shouldn't. If you're doing it with Rashi, though, then it's all good. You could, and even the Pesukim. Once you're learning it with Rashi, then you're not learning Tarshav Ksav. I think you've been right. You're learning Tarshav Ba'peh. The Gemara also explains Pesukim, right? No one's going to say when you're learning Shas Bavli, you have to skip the Pesukim. Other than that, and there could be, you could have, you know, especially when you do Agadatas and whatever, my dichsiv, you could have 100 of them. And but Avad, you're allowed to do that at night. So he says, and even if the way you do it is you do a whole bunch of the Pesukim, like the whole section just Pesukim, and then go back to the Rashi, it's all fine. As long as you're learning it with the Rashi, that's not called Tereshav Ksav, that's called Tereshav Bapet, and you can do it. Just very, very quickly, it reminds me, there's a Shiloh Legabe Svarim. You're not supposed to put Svarim, Tereshav Bapet, right? You're not supposed to put a Gemara on top of a Chumash. You're not supposed to put Tereshav Bapet up Tereshav Ksav, and the Gemara says you're not even supposed to put a Navi on a Chumash. Right, Nevi'im don't ksuvim, Nevi'im goes top ksuvim, the Torah goes top of Nevi'im ksuvim. You don't put Nevi'im ksuvim. But, so Shiloh is, what about today's, and even by printed Svarim, most say that it still applies, you shouldn't put a printed Sefer, Torah Shabbat on top of Torah Shabbat Ksav. So what happens if you have a Chumash with Rashi? What is that? Is that Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav? You have both, right? So I think the way most look at it is that it goes after the high, if it has chumash in it, so we treat it like Torah Shabbat Ksav. If those who can tell me, I believe Shem Rabbi Yaakov, Kavanesky, it's all that no, you go after the lower, if it has Rashi in it, then it only has a set of Torah Shabbat Ksav. Pretty sure he told me that Rabbi Yaakov held that way. Torah Shabbat Ksav.
Should you put a Gemara on top of chumash?
According to that, chumash with Rashi.
Right.
Chumash with Rashi.
Well, it's chumash with Rashi.
But... Yeah, I mean, not like a Tanakh. If you just have a Tanakh with just the Pesukim, then you couldn't. Right. Or just with Targum, without Rashi, then you couldn't. But if it's Chumash with Rashi, I think that's
Vista. Then you could.
Yeah, going through Rabbi Yaakov, right. Because it's called, because the Chumash is called Torah Shel Pesach, since it has Rashi also.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Well.
Most don't look at it that way, but that's just very good.
Oh, good.
You know, okay. So anyway, but getting back here, so Rishmul is saying the same thing like I'll be learning. It's for sure called learning Torah Shel Pesach. Torah Shebe Al Shebal Peh. Now there are people that take this, you know.
Can you put a siddur on top of a chumash?
A siddur on top of a chumash, again, a chumash with
the
Rashi.
The chumash with Rashi, of course.
According to this, you could.
That's
according
Okay. And the siddur has also in it, it also has.
What, the parashios?
Yeah,
but we're saying, yeah, but you can't have it both ends. We're saying you go after the lowest thing it has. So you can't tell them, well, the siddur has psukkim in it. Yeah, but the siddur also has perkei avos, and it also has, you know, you can't do that. If you can consider the chumash to be only Tarshav al-Pah, so you can say, but the siddur is Tarshav al-Ksav, that, right? That would be consistent. But what I must say is like this. So in Hasidic places, they take this very seriously, not to do Tarshav al-Ksav at night, and they don't say Tehillim at night, right?
Yes,
they won't say Tehillim at night, even for a Chola, they won't say Tehillim at night, usually, unless maybe a Rachman son person's, Sakhanas Mamish, but others, they don't say Tehillim at night. But in yeshivas, by and large, my impression is that they do. I mean, certainly in yeshiva where I grew up, in Chometz Chaim, they never say Tehillim at night, and seen that plenty over here, they say Tehillim at night, and plenty of places say Tehillim at night. I was very surprised when I was in Israel. I'm going to quote my aunt, she should live to be well. I have an aunt who lives in Beit Dagan. She's been living there, Baruch Hashem, for many years, since 1967. And so the shul there, and if you know Beit Vegan, the basic class is Hagra, at the corner of Rehovah Pisgah and whatever. The Rav there, the original Rav, I think the first Rav was Rav Yechezkel Abramsky, Zechon Bracha, one of the Gedolei Adar, but he was succeeded by Rav Leib Hyman. Rav Leib Hyman was, who I even remember seeing him there when I was visiting years back, Rav Leib Hyman was a Talmud of Rav Baron Cutler. He at the time, Lakewood had once had a yeshiva, opened the branch, yeshiva in Boston. He was the yeshiva there. And he eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he became the Rav in the Beis Knesset right after Rav Yechezkel Abramsky. So she told me, in the name of the Rav, Rav Hyman, that he says, in Lakewood, in his days, they did not say Tehillim at night, because Rav Aaron was mocking Rav Aaron Kotler, you don't say Tehillim at night. I don't know if they do now or not, but... I imagine they do because I know in the call in Chicago we did, in the call here they did. But she told me that the Rav Hyman said that we don't say from there. Rav Aaron was saying from there. Okay. In any case, that's taking it to more of an extreme. But so the bottom line answer to your question is: could you do it at night? You could do it at night. You could do it halacha. You could do it at night. Is there a preference not to? Yeah, there's definitely a preference not to. Preference to do it by day. But I wonder if you're behind. If you didn't finish the parasha, maybe you shouldn't. You have to know what to be makbid on already. You're already behind. I mean, this fictitious person we're discussing. He didn't finish Bereishis, and it's already the beginning of the Noach week, so maybe he shouldn't be so makbid on this and be more makbid on finishing on time next time. Okay, thank you very much. What is that? Thank you.
Thank you.
How was your father?